and Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fair. And do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open if you have questions or comments for these two fine folks. Anything having to do with the City of Manhattan doesn't just have to be about tonight's meeting. Numbers to call, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know several items on the agenda tonight, Ron, starting off, of course, with Peace Memorial Auditorium construction contract.
Right. Good morning, Kathy. This is kind of a follow-up to phase one of the Peace Memorial Auditorium renovations. We, of course, on Veterans Day, dedicated the foyer at Peace Memorial Auditorium, which the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium worked hard to raise funds for, and a very wonderful improvement and memorial. If you haven't been down to City Hall and the City Auditorium and seen the World War II Memorial to the 101 Fallen from Riley County, it's a very moving experience, and they're still working on a kiosk that will have just a ton of information relative to the individuals and other aspects of that era. And so this was the second phase of the improvements on the inside of the auditorium itself. Took bids for various improvements, primarily relating to the stage that exists in the auditorium. There were numerous alternates that were developed, and there's essentially about three alternatives for the commission on this set of bids. The first one would be to award the base audio and electrical improvements for the project. This would be about a $316,000 project, and the low bidder of that group of improvements would be Cheney Construction. The Friends Group has raised about $250,000 towards this phase of the project, and the city also had budgeted $65,000 in capital improvement funds to assist with the project. The second alternative would be to spend more on broader improvements, those same improvements of the audio and electrical, but adding lighting improvements to the stage and eight other physical improvements, which would include a new floor finish on the floor itself, also new curtains, upgrades to the facade, tables, chairs, other aspects. So, you know, in the first one, you really wouldn't be able to see any significant improvements because it's all in the electrical upgrades and the audio. Obviously, if you went to a program, you'd notice some very nice audio. So this one is a total of $471,335. It would require the city to provide some additional funding in order for this one to happen. And so, and then the third alternative would be for the commission to reject those bids and say, well, we need to kind of wait till we get more funds so that we can do it all at once. And so we'll see where the commission wants to go on this one. But obviously, it's something that the Friends have been working hard towards. And the second bid package, the low bidder there is Trinium Construction. Of course, the architect is Bruce McMillan and Associates. And there would be a contract with their firm if either one would be awarded for contract administration.
Mayor, some of your thoughts going into tonight's meeting on this matter.
It just seems like it's dragging out a long time. It was, they started it before I was elected, even in 2015. And the funding has been a struggle. I think some of the bids have come in pretty high. And the I think the Friends are continuing to try to raise money, and it gets to be a long haul over time. But I know they're committed to it. I think we are all pleased with the foyer and the tribute to the veterans that we have, that the Veterans Coalition and the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium have funded in the foyer. And so I'm looking for just wonderful improvements in. Well, you mentioned we have to have the electrical for everything, so that's got to be a priority. And we have audio and video, or audio and lighting to go with some small pieces in between.
I'm having a little trouble with your microphone there, Linda.
Okay.
Let's shift it over a little bit here and see what's going on. But sorry about that. For some reason, I tried all the different levels and all the mics, and none of them were coming up. So didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Did I?
Much better now. You are much better now.
Okay, very good. So, you know, it's encouraging that it's moving along. It's just slow, like I said, but I'm excited about the eventual improvements and a true community effort.
Okay, very good. And I guess going on to the next item on the agenda, Ron, the petition for benefit district having to do with Stone Creek.
This is a request by the owners of the Stone Creek Family Physicians Complex. They're on West Anderson, just before Scenic Drive. They've been continuing to expand that area, and they do have an access to Anderson Avenue, and what they're asking and petitioning for here in this is to develop a south entrance off of Scenic Drive to their development. They are proposing a benefit district, which they would pay 100% of the cost to themselves. It's estimated to be about a $253,000 project, and so this is something that the commission will need to review and consider and take appropriate action.
Okay. Linda, your thoughts?
The city manager first raised the issue with me, I was concerned about an additional access point along Scenic Drive, that we have this brand new roundabout, and I'm concerned about having an access point so soon that has potential to raise traffic issues, and because the public's expectation is that we're fixing everything. And so I don't know. I'm going to be really interested in the presentation tonight, and I think I voted no earlier. But, you know, I can be convinced. So if it's the right, you know, I want it to be the right thing. I don't want to hear later that the public is upset about traffic backing up or, you know. So it's just, I'm on the edge here. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. You know, I am thrilled with the new roundabout. I think that it's causes the traffic so far to be moving right along, and I think you use it every day. I just use it occasionally, but it seems to be very effective.
It does go fairly smoothly, I have to say.
Yep.
Moving along, I know the comprehensive plan, and actually outgoing City Commissioner Karen McCullough mentioned this a bit as one of the highlights of when she was going back over her time as a city commissioner, and looks like you're getting closer to amending that, Ron.
We are. So we've talked about the joint land use study that was done in conjunction with Fort Riley and the area local governments. This is a plan that the commission originally accepted and endorsed as part of the project to really focus on policies that control growth towards Fort Riley and adopt other operating policies that protect Fort Riley in the future. So this process is one where we're officially adopting the report and incorporated in our comprehensive land use plan. I don't believe we did that with the first one when it went around, but this formalizes it a little bit more and really shows that, you know, we're serious about working to minimize encroachment to the fort and doing what we need to do to be a good neighbor and with regard to Fort Riley and then with us. So there's a lot of relationship aspects to it and incorporates planning documents and zoning regulations that speak to being a neighbor of a great military installation.
Mayor, a lot of work has gone into this.
It sure has. We talk a lot about being partners, and this is one that has made it all the way through, and we're excited about just delivering. We've worked with the community, and I believe that we can accomplish everything that we've set out to do. We have to work. We have to set a good climate for, and this will be one of those underpinnings that we have for the future. And our comprehensive land use plan is something that our planning staff, our planning board, all look to every time they make a decision. And so this is a good addition. It's not too much, and it's not too little. I think it's just right on. with what we can deliver on.
I know we have one more item on the agenda. Why don't we go ahead and take a break, though? Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris with us today, City Manager Ron Fear. Again, if you have questions or comments, 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.